a $1.6 billion winner.
There was only one jackpot ticket sold.
Message from Washington to the migrants.
The caravan will not cross our southern border illegally under any circumstances.
Victory for the home team at the World Series.
Game one belongs to the Red Sox.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We have a winner in last night's record $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot.
Our first winning number tonight is 28. That's followed by
the lucky ticket was sold in South Carolina. Correspondent Mark Strassman is outside lottery headquarters in Columbia.
The record-breaking $1.6 billion.
The lucky winner defied odds of 1 in 300 million.
On that Mega Mill number is 5.
A winning ticket has been sold right here in South Carolina.
I'm trying to figure out who won the Mega Millions jackpot.
Here's where the rest of the mega revenue goes. 50% goes to the prize pool, while the other 50% is allocated to state retailer commissions, vendor fees, and special causes. In South Carolina, lottery funds are used to support a variety of educational programs. It's unclear exactly where in South Carolina the ticket was bought, but it's a little bit of good news for a state still recovering from Hurricane Florence. South Carolina's governor estimated that hurricane caused $1.2 billion in damage to the state. That's still $400 million less than the value of the winning ticket.
There are 36 second prize winners worth $1 million each. And if you missed out last night, you can try for tonight's $620 million Powerball. Hurricane Willa slammed into beach towns and fishing villages along Mexico's Pacific coast last night, knocking out power to many. No reports of any deaths. Willa has now weakened from a Category 3 hurricane to a tropical depression. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
People are breathing a sigh of relief in the coastal areas of Sinaloa and Nayarit states this morning. Thousands spent the night in shelters as Willa came ashore, blowing in the walls of modest homes and knocking down trees and telephone poles. The seaside resort Mazatlan, with 650,000 people and more tourists, did not take a direct hit. Mexican officials delivered 53 tons of food.
Willa is headed for the U.S. now, where it could dump more rain on already saturated parts of Texas. Secretary of State Pompeo wants the thousands of migrants in a caravan from Central America to know
you will not be successful at getting into the United States illegally, no matter what.
CBS's Adriana Diaz is with the caravan in southern Mexico.
Very few will be able to actually be granted asylum because fleeing poverty isn't a qualifying condition for asylum. So these people don't know what they're expecting, but they feel that there will be some kind of divine intervention, some people have told us, that will allow them to reach the U.S., even though they are well aware that the president and the administration doesn't want them entering.
The Mexican government claims the number of migrants in the caravan has dropped from more than 7,000 to about 4,500. Health officials are rushing to contain a deadly virus outbreak that's already killed 6 children at a hospital in New Jersey that treats children with compromised immune systems. Correspondent Michelle Miller is at the facility in Haskell.
Adenoviruses make up about 5 to 10% of fevers in young children. The infection spreads like a common cold, and most patients recover after a brief illness. This strain of adenovirus has been associated with communal living.
This isn't a strain that is around a lot. It will kind of come and go.
Dr. Claudia Hoyen is a pediatric infectious disease specialist. She says this outbreak is severe because the victims are high risk. Some patients at the Wanacue facility are severely disabled, including those on ventilators.
Someone who's otherwise healthy, doing well, this strain probably isn't going to be a problem.
Hospital officials say 12 other children have contracted the adenovirus. Saudi Arabia's crown prince is ready to address an international business conference in Riyadh after he got a standing ovation from attendees yesterday. In Washington, President Trump addressed Saudi involvement in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi.
The process was no good. The execution was no good. And the cover-up, if you want to call it that, were certainly no good.
Secretary of State Pompeo says the State Department will revoke visas for 21 Saudis identified as being involved in the operation to kill the government critic. New numbers from the United Nations show more people are in danger of starvation from the civil war in Yemen. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
The UN now says last month's estimate that 11 million people could soon face pre-famine conditions and need aid to survive was wrong. The number is actually 14 million, half of the Gulf state's population. So far, aid has reached 8 million Yemenis, and a top UN diplomat fears we're about to see the biggest famine in living memory. Deborah?
A bridge that seems to go on forever is now open to traffic. CBS's Ben Tracy is on the Hong Kong side.
The official opening of the world's longest sea bridge is a major achievement for China and its president, Xi Jinping. It spans China's Pearl River Delta, connecting Hong Kong, the gambling mecca of Macau, and nine other cities in southern China with nearly 70 million people. It's as long as nearly 20 Golden Gate bridges. It cost nearly $20 billion, and Hong Kong taxpayers were stuck with 60% of the bill for a bridge many of them will never use.
Game one of the World Series, a victory for the home team. Correspondent Steve Futterman from Fenway.
With the Red Sox fans chanting, "Beat L.A., it was Boston's night.
Swung on and missed, strike three, and game one belongs to the Red Sox.
The game was close until the seventh inning. The Red Sox led 5-4 when
Nooney swings it, drives one to left, high and deep by the wall. Gone!
Pinch hitter Eduardo Nunez became the unlikely hero, slamming a three-run homer over the Green Monster. It put Boston up by four. It put the game out of reach. Red Sox left fielder Andrew Benintendi.
It's nice to get that first one out of the way. Then we got hopefully three more.
Game two is tonight. The Red Sox hoping to go up 2-0. The Dodgers hoping to even things at 1 game apiece. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Boston.
A morning talk show host says she didn't mean to offend with her comments about Halloween costumes.
Megyn Kelly apologizing after saying this on her NBC show.
What is racist? Because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on black face for Halloween, or a black person who puts on white face for Halloween. Like, back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
She faced a swift backlash over blackface, and hours later, she emailed a note of apology to her NBC colleagues, saying she now realizes that blackface is, quote, indeed wrong, adding that the wounds are too deep and it all led her to rethink her own views. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Target will try to entice holiday shoppers away from Amazon this year with free 2-day shipping and no minimum purchase required. It's also hoping to have drive-up service available at 1,000 locations by the end of the month. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, October 4th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.